want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Matt Halleck with Man Warrior King, coming back at you after a long, long time of being silent. Honestly, it's been several months since I've produced a podcast episode. It's been several months since I've been active on the email list. And I'm excited to be back. I'll just tell you that much. I'm excited to be back. I want to take this opportunity right now in this first return episode to talk to you about where I've been and to communicate what lessons, what life I think the Holy Spirit can impart to you from where I've been, and to communicate kind of the origin, the motive, the heart behind Man Warrior King, behind our podcast, and behind everything else that we're doing here, behind the book that I just wrote. By the way, new announcement for you. I wrote and published a book titled The DNA of a Man. It is so brand new that I have not yet received my author copies from Amazon. So I'm waiting. Those are in the mail right now so I can actually have the physical copy of it. It has been edited. We've got a cover and everything, and it's all good to go. Now I'm just pushing out the word about it. Getting some reviews going, hopefully, and just getting this message of what godly manhood looks like for real out into the world. So I've been contacting some places to get some speaking events going, and I'm just really excited about the message in this book that's come from my own journey. And so this Man Warrior King ministry, the DNA of a Man book, both of those are motivated by the same, obviously, the same origin, the same stuff that's gone on in my life. And what motivated the start of these is related to the reason for the last several months of silence on my end. So what happened? I've mentioned it off and on in my emails and in previous podcast episodes, but one of the major factors of my life has been a health battle. And now at this moment, the health battle has been going on for about 12 years. And 12 years ago, it started. That was actually when I was engaged to my wife. During our engagement year, in between my proposal and our wedding, this health battle started. And it was arthritis and pain in one of my ankles, spread to my knee, spread over to my other leg, spread to my upper body. And by the time of our wedding, so this was a 12-month time span between the proposal and the wedding, and it was probably about a 6-month time span between the actual onset of symptoms and the wedding. So halfway through our engagement year, the symptoms started as one ankle being swollen and painful. By the time our wedding hit 6 months later, both legs were affected, and one of my arms, I don't think both yet, but it wouldn't be much longer before the other would get affected too. Swelling, pain. Super scary, to be honest. I had no idea what was going on. I was 20 years old at the time. I got engaged when I was 20. We got married 5 days after my 21st birthday. And so at the age of 20, I started watching my body get stolen from me. I started watching my weight drop. I watched as fatigue took over, and worst thing, I watched as the pain and the swelling took over my joints. I started walking with a limp. Couldn't straighten my knees all the way. My hand swelled up on my pinky here. I mean, like, you can see what's going on if you're watching this on the YouTube channel. You can see this hand in particular right now, how it's kind of messed up. You can see I cannot straighten one arm all the way. Super scary. That is what drove me and my wife to start pursuing Jesus for more of a real experience and encounter with him than we had ever known before. So we dove in to really the book of Acts and to explore what does the biblical experience of the Christian life look like? What kind of miracles are we supposed to be able to see? What kind of supernaturally natural living are we supposed to be able to engage in? And that was the initial motivation for going after more of Jesus, for actually taking this faith seriously and going beyond kind of the standard Christian culture of our America, of our society, that's largely rational, that's largely cognitive, belief oriented, believe the right stuff and go to heaven when we die. And when we were faced with this disease in our face, we said, you know what, that's not going to cut it anymore. I need the Jesus that walked on earth 2,000 years ago, who healed everybody who came to him. I need the Jesus that the Psalms talk about in Psalm 103, when it says that the Lord forgives all of my iniquities and he heals all of my diseases. I'm not satisfied believing things that are going to get me a ticket to heaven. I need this life right now to be transformed and taken into the kingdom so that I can live in the fullness of what Jesus has done for me. So over the years, that disease kept progressing in spite of the fact that we were pursuing the supernatural presence and power of God. It kept spreading to more and more joints. The pain got more and more severe, and eventually it took over almost my whole body. Even like in my neck, I don't know if you can tell on video, if you're watching on video, but even my neck is affected, and it's stiff, and it's a little bit misshapen. So the pain grew, the fatigue grew. I got to a point about 5 or 6 years in where I was bedridden and I couldn't get up and out of bed except to go to the bathroom. And even then, I almost couldn't do that. I mean, you want to know TMI? It was so hard for me to get up out of bed that during the night when I had to go to the bathroom, I would pee into a jar that had a screw-on lid so that I could just stay sitting in bed, do that, close the lid, and go back to sleep rather than having to get up and take the 10 minutes it was going to take for me to walk to the bathroom and then back. This way I could consolidate my trips all in one in the morning. I had been pursuing Jesus up till that point for more of his kingdom, more of his power in my life. And then in that point, when I got bedridden, I took it a step further and I said, okay, somehow what I'm believing about healing, what I've been told about healing, even though I had been pursuing the supernatural and more of Jesus, I still wasn't sure, as I am now, of my theology about healing altogether. So I believed in miracles. I believed in the Holy Spirit giving us gifts. I believed in the baptism of the Spirit and all of those things, supernatural stuff. But I kind of believed in healing as a God sometimes does and sometimes doesn't. We can always pray for it, and he does it a lot of times, but maybe he won't do it for me. So when I was bedridden, I threw away everything that I had been told, both in the supernatural streams and in my original, more conservative evangelical streams. And I said, I'm going to figure out what God himself says about healing, not what the church says. And I opened up Bible Gateway and I searched for every scripture I could find on sickness or healing or anything like that. And after looking through the entire Bible, what conclusion I came to was that it is God's will to heal, and it is his want to heal. Healing is his intention 100%. I don't pray, God, if it's your will, heal me. I pray knowing that it is his will for healing. And this is after studying the scriptures deeply about it, studying and finding wrong translations of Isaiah 53, the famous passage about the atonement of Jesus, where it says, or we're used to it saying, that he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. It's not it at all. The actual Hebrew words are that he bore our sicknesses and he carried our pains. This is in the atonement passage of Isaiah that summarizes, according to our common teachings, the entire work of Jesus, of redemption. We've gotten rid of the physical through bad translation or whatever. And I realized, holy crap, his atonement, his redemption includes the physical. It includes my body. Couple that with Psalm 103, paralleling the forgiveness of sins right alongside of the healing of diseases. And a bunch of other stuff, too, that I'm not going to go into right now. But when I saw that, my faith was renewed, and I said, I will not stay here. This is not my inheritance. This is not my identity. Sickness is not mine. And I'm not going to accept it. I'm not going to take it. I will fight. So the way I did that was I started praying for people to be healed, and I started seeing miracles, actual, literal, physical healing miracles in front of my eyes in the moment, people getting healed of all kinds of things like broken toes, concussions, tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, E. coli in a kid's kidneys, broken femurs, other stuff. injuries in shoulders, all of that. Okay. I mean, I can't remember all of them right now, but in all of this, my body is still under attack. I have not experienced my healing yet, though I believe the healing is mine according to Jesus. And so over the last several months, when I went silent, my body took a major nosedive. And I was spending days and weeks on my bed again in pain, like so excruciating that I could barely roll over from one laying on my left side to then be able to lay on my right side. I could barely lift my arms or legs under the blanket because the blanket was so heavy and the pain was so bad. I started using a cane to get from point A to point B. And I timed it. It took me 7 minutes one time to get from my couch to my car, which are about 15 feet apart from each other. That's what I was going through over the last several months. That's why I've been silent. But during that time, I wrote 2 books. One is for my youth business and ministry called, and the book was called More Than Standard. And then, like I already mentioned, I wrote The DNA of a Man for you guys, should you choose to read it. If you're on my email list, I went ahead and offered the first 3 chapters there for free. If you're not, you can join it. You can get in touch with me. I'd be happy to send you the first 3 chapters for free as well. Or you can always just head to Amazon now and buy the Kindle or paperback version there. But Man Warrior King, the message that I am proclaiming, and the message of my book now, DNA of a Man, was birthed out of this struggle, out of this battle, and the stuff that has come alongside of it, because I've had to go to the mattresses to gain mental health, mental clarity. And I have had this thing jack with my mind so much that it then that had a readout in my marriage and my relationship with my wife and how I approached life at large from a victim standpoint. I approached my wife from a standpoint of neediness, needing her to affirm me and to build me up and to give me strength and solidity and to give me my worth and identity, because I wasn't able to find it on my own. I wasn't able to find it, or I wasn't finding it from Jesus. I wasn't finding my worth and my value apart from her. I was hoping she would give it to me because I was in such a bad shape physically and mentally that I wasn't able to be a strong presence of, and give her love and covering. I was hoping she would do that for me, which is basically treating her like a mother, which is basically a toxic recipe for disaster in a marriage. So Man Warrior King exists to bring health to men's minds, what they think and what they believe about themselves, about their father, about Jesus, about the way his kingdom works, to what they believe about their wives and their marriages. Man Warrior King exists to rebuild the inner world of men, to rebuild their marriages, not with your standard Christian advice of that you normally hear, but to rebuild their marriages by leading you, by encouraging you, showing you how to walk in your full confidence, your full strength, your masculinity. That's not always nice. That might ruffle feathers, but that is crucial for you to connect intimately and passionately with your wife. It's not pretty, but it's kingdom. It's messy. It's actually how Jesus conducts himself and how he showed himself on the earth. He was not always nice. He was messy. He clashed and he engaged in conflict. And he stands his ground, but he does so in love. He does so in peace, in gentleness, in compassion, but in firmness. Man Warrior King exists to get men on track with their mission in the world, whether that is your calling or vocation, or within the practical walk of life that you're already in, but to get you living in the kingdom mindset, thinking about how can I spread the kingdom where I'm at? How can I pray and see miracles happen? How can I see people get healed? How can I kick out demons and see people get delivered? How can I be living for more than the 9 to 5? So that's why I've been silent, because it's been a massive battle health-wise. And that's a bit of why the motivation that this even exists in the first place. So if you are wanting to find more supernatural experience of God, his presence and power, and learn to hear his voice, if you are wanting to find health, strength, fire, and passion in your marriage, and if you're wanting to find confidence and peace and strength in your mind, in your emotions, then you're in the right place. And I got to tell you, it is all about Jesus. Let's take down idols. Let's take down the idols of our wife. She cannot be your God. Let's take down the idol of our own self-pity, of our own selves. Take down the idol of our prestige and our success. And let's be after Jesus. And let's go into the secret place with him and let him bring us freedom. So, gentlemen, don't forget to head to Man Warrior King to check out more podcast episodes. Don't forget to head to Amazon. The link's in the show notes, the description. If you want to grab the DNA of a Man book, let's do this. Let's continue together, fellas. So remember, God is powerful. Don't ever quit. Continue being a man, be a warrior, be a king, and we're going to see life change. This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.